Okay, today's daf is Yevamah's daf Samach Gimel, and in the middle of Samach Gimel, Amid Beis, towards the second half, they come to Rabbi Yochanan. Amru Leil Rabbi Yochanan. They say there's Xeris happening. The Chavroi came to Bavel. The Chavroi, Rashi says, are Persian wicked people. Parsiim, Rishoyim, Umevazin, Ve'ena Makirim, Kodam Shal Yisrael. So all these Saris are starting. What do they say? Gozru al Gimel. They made three Xeris. And he says, Mepnei Gimel, because of three terrible sins that we've been doing. Gozru al Abasar, Mepnei Amatanos. They made a Xera against Basar. Rashi says that you're not allowed to eat Shechtin meat. Maybe they made a decree that no Shechita is allowed. And he said, Mepnei Amatanos, because we have not given the Matanos Kahuna, the parts of the animal, of the Chulin animal, they have to give to the Kohen, Zeroa, Lachayim, and the Keva. Right? Rabbi Yochanan did not live his Mana Migdash, so it has to be some type of Matanos that you can still give. Gozral Amerchatzos, they said, no Merchatzos. Maybe they closed the bathhouses, Mepnea Tevila, because we weren't Zahir in Mikvah. And finally, Kamachatati Shichvi. They're taking our dead out of the ground. They're exhuming bodies. Right, Rashi, Motziim Hanikbarim Mikivrehem. Why is that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Mebnei Smechim Biyomedam. Because we are happy and we're celebrating with them on their holidays. Right, we're not. And it was an idolatrous holiday, and we took part in it. That we weren't upset that there was this idolatrous holiday. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yahaisa Yad Hashem Bachemu Ba'avoseichem. Amar Rav Shmuel Zuchetiti Shichvi. Right, punishment alluded to is an allusion to taking yourself out of the ground. How do you know that? Because it says Hashem's hand will be Bachem. Uba'avoseichem. What do you mean, your forefathers? Your forefathers aren't around anymore. Uba'avosam kvar mesu, Rashi says. Ma maki ish bahen, how could your forefathers be punished? Ella, chitute shichvi. It means that they were exhumed. Amar mar bavon chayim mesim mischatatim. Because of the sin of the ones that are alive, the mesim, those that have already passed on, will be punished. So let's talk a little bit about this sugya of mechatati shichvi and pinui mesim. And Pini Mason exhuming. What is the isser of exhuming a dead body? What is the isser of quote messing around and being involved and with a dead body? So again, we know the Shulchan Aruch talks about tsrachim. When we'll see at the end if we have time for that. When would it be allowed to be able to exhume a dead body? Is there any reason? We'll talk about kever avos. We'll talk about different needs, but that's what we'll talk about. But what's the isser? What's the isser that's involved? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ahalos that if one finds three mesim together, three bodies together, if you find one body together, you're going to say, okay, maybe there's one body that was buried by chance. Two bodies in a certain proximity, maybe they were buried by chance. They weren't meant to be here. People were on the run. They just had to bury the body quickly, but it wasn't meant to be there as a cemetery. But once you find three bodies, says the Mishnah, you have to leave them. You can't touch them. Right? Says the Mishnah Nalas. Again, talking about all different cases, when you have to assume that the body was buried here on purpose and when not. Hamotzi mace betchila mushkav kedarko. If you find a mace, you find a dead body buried in the ground, notzlav es tfusaso. You can move it. You can move it with the ground around it. Matza shnayim, notzlav es tfusason. If you find two, then you could also move it. Matza shlosha. But if you find three bodies and there's the correct proximity between each body that you can assume they were buried as a group, right? This is a neighborhood of graves. This is a shchuna, and therefore you're not allowed to touch them. Then they get to stay there. If you find one, you have to check 20 amas around radius and see if there's any within. Because if you find more, as the Mishnah says, raglayim ledavar, you could assume that this is a cemetery. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf mem zayin, if you know beferish that even if it's one and it was buried bekavana, let's see the first person buried in a cemetery. Right? So then even one. The issue here is that you don't know. You find one and you don't know if this is part of a cemetery or not. this is all based on that Mishnah in Alas and the Tosefta in Alas that's quoted here in Sanhedrin on the Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Nimsa Ata Omer Shalosh Kfaros Hein. Right? Shalosh Kfaros, whether it's a Kever Hayadua or not Kever Hayadua. Okay. So, what's the Isser? What's the Isser of moving? So again, this is separate from any Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Right, that's a separate discussion. Getting benefit from a dead body or anything related to a dead body, that's a separate issur. That's learned down from Egla Rufa. But again, this is not that. This is just the issur of Pinui, Min Hameis, moving about. I'm not going to get Hana from it. I want to move a dead body for whatever reason. Am I allowed to do that? So, five ideas that are mentioned in the Mefarshim. Number one, the Rishonim in these sugyas. Rashi here in Sanhedrin Adab Mem Zayin, Rashbam in Baal Basra and Daf Kuf Aleph. Simple. Kinyan. A person who is buried in a certain place is kone makomo. He acquires that spot. He acquires that area, and that's what it's the last kinyan a person ever does. Right? That when a person is put into the ground, so that's the kinyan. That's kone makomo. And Rashi's lashon here in Mem Zayin and Sanhedrin. In the places where you are allowed to move the body because maybe he was buried there just coincidentally, and it wasn't meant to be there. Shalokan es makomo. He wasn't koned to them. What kind of kinyan? This isn't a monetary kinyan, but it's some type of kinyan. That's the lashon that is used. The stones, the dirt covering him, right? That is all kinyan. The Radvaz, as we know, is one of the great Hasidic poskim on the border towards the end of the time of the Rishonim. The Radvaz writes, he was a chief rabbi in Egypt, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of his life. Tafshin Mem Aleph. Sha'alta. So he discusses that not only is there Kinyan Makom when it comes to a Jew, and therefore, let's just take this to the ramifications. And therefore, if I exhume a mace, or I use that ground for something else, it's stealing. Because it's his. It's kinyan makom. That's the root of the issue. So it's stealing, says the Radvaz, and it doesn't make a difference, Jew or non-Jew. Regarding, we paskin gezel akim is usser, so gezel of this kever would also be usser. But he talks about a case of gravestone substitution. Sha'alta, amashenago b'mitzrayim, lahaniach alamesa matzeva shaleven gedola, right, in Egypt, they used to put a large slab of stone, that's what everyone does, v'kosan ala shem ames, you write the name of the dead body on it, ukishemefaninoso laloso l'yushalayim, and one of the reasons one would be able to exhume and move is to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, when that used to be done, but we already know that from years back. We don't know it from exhuming. We know that from burial. Right? The Gemara in Megillah says people, some of the Amorim who died in Bavel were brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial. But maybe there was a time that you couldn't bring them, so you had to bury them first. So when you brought them to Yerushalayim, Boy Ma'akum, the Goyim would go and steal the gravestones that had been used, that weren't being used anymore. V'gon v'mosam, umoch kinaksuva, they used to erase and rub out what was written on the gravestone, and then sell it to the Jews. Do I have to be worried about that when I buy a gravestone here in Egypt that it was pre-used, pre-owned, right? I don't want to say used. It's not a good way to talk. Not used car, but it's a pre-owned car, a pre-owned gravestone. So is that a problem? So says part of the issue is that stealing. But they're not using this anymore. They went to Eretz Yisrael. So was there Yeush? Right, a person who died, can he be kone? Can he have yesh? Says the Radvaz. Tshuva. Avagadika plugte imam matevi b'chal isra'na. Even though there's a machlokas, we showed him whether we know there's an isra to get benefit from a mace. Is the gravestone included in that? Is the matevi included? Let's say a person has a very tall gravestone. Can I go in the shade? Mikal makom anu noagim kibola hachmer. We're machmir because there are some rishonim that say the gravestone is included in what's called golo v'dofek, and therefore we're machmir about that. We don't get any benefit from the gravestone. What about this case? But there's no isser anymore, says the Radvaz. Mutter near benido nidon near shu mutter. Tlo adef bi a kever. What about the kever itself? If somebody was moved out of a kever, could you use that kever? So the Chazal talk about, you shouldn't go into a parent, you can't bury a child in a parent's kever. That's a lack of kibud avayim. Dafka bi aviv amrina nechotziv kever lo aviv, v'alach v'kivr makam acher, lo yikbar bo'olam, es mishum kavod aviv. V'ilu ba'alma, afilu mandamar hazmanahiv, afilu kavar bo'pinu yikavar bo'acher. right? Someone else can be buried in there if it's not being used anymore. V'kol shekein ha-matzeva shemotelutza al meis acher. And surely the matzeva, which is one step removed, can be given to another meis. V'dafka b'chinam aval machra asur aval v'chulu. He says, what I saw was a different minhag, which was terrible, says the Radvaz. I saw, ani receiving Mitzrayim, ra mizu, shekol matzeva shenishchu shein ba'alayim, any old grave that nobody really, right, they would go through the cemetery and see which grave didn't have any rocks on it, which grave wasn't visited anymore, and it was rubbed out. They would just take the gravestones off of, without taking the meis out. Mayhem gonvim osam the chosen and mochum osam Israel v'nimsu gozlim es hamesim by stealing the amatzeva v'Yisrael machzikin v'yadeim liknos osam l'ficha yirei shemayim yizoher shloi niach al meso al amatzeva chadasha. So because of that, that's why it's a problem, because there they didn't let you take it yet. If they were moved out, fine. But if not, it's worse, and therefore you should make sure that here the Jews here in Egypt should use a new gravestone, or those that are sure, you're for sure, were taken only after the ba'alehem were removed. He gets into the shomranim and the stukim. And even if you say that they're like akum, and the Kaimel and the Mesi Akam Enim Asurim Bahana, Mikom Makom, Le'inyin Gezel V'Geneva, Hakol Shavin. Regarding Isser Hanam and Ames, maybe there's a difference between Jew and non-Jew, but regarding stealing, everybody's equal. And therefore, the Radvaz says it would be a problem. So that's number one issue of exhuming. Why can't you touch a body? So that is because of the Kinyan that took place. The Binyan Sion talks about, in the Yaakov Ellinger, even, this might be even worse than stealing from somebody who's alive. Because stealing from somebody who's alive, you can pay back. Right? You can pay back. How can you pay back someone who died? Right? Give it to the Yarshim. What do you give to the Yarshim? It's not like a monetary. You sold that, you give the karka back to the Yarshim, so it's difficult. This is, again, a well-known tshuva within this discussion. The Binyan Sion in Simon Kuf Ayin talks about autopsy. Talks about autopsy. The shaila was that there was a chola that died was from a very unusual illness. And the doctors wanted to do an autopsy in order to learn about the illness so that if it ever comes up again, they would be able to learn and know for the future. The Binyan Sion's case was even, there was another person with this strange illness. Right, there was v'yesham od cholesh and nechle b'choli kazeh v'ratzu harofen loftoach as ameis l'ros inyan hacholi. Are they allowed to do that? So he goes through the whole tshuva and he says no. He says even if there is another chole b'fanecha and you want to learn about this, right? He wrote this in Kislev Tufts Reish Yud Beis. I think it's 1852. He says no. He says hatzal tafashus is if. You know, preventative. The mace is not chayiv mitzvahs anymore. He has no chiyuv of helping out another Jew for pikuach nefesh. He's chafshim in the mitzvos, and therefore I think it would be aser. So this is a discussion that no Rabbi Yehuda and Chassam Sofer argue. They say if there's no mace b'fanecha, you just want to look do the research, the autopsy for general medical research, and maybe in the future there'll be somebody like this you can learn from and more general knowledge. That's usher. That's usher. But if there's a chola right here, and he's dying from the same illness, and you could maybe learn something from person A in order to say person B, that they're mashma, that would be okay. That wouldn't be an issue of hana. That would be pikoshlo nefesh would be docha. And if it was buried already, it would be stealing. It would be stealing because obviously we paskin. There's a sugya of mutar asr lahatza asma of mamun chaveiro, but here we would say that one is allowed to. But again, that is all number one, the issue of kinyan. Number two, the Yerushalmi talks in Moed Katan talks about bilbul hames. It's we don't understand this, but it's difficult for a dead for a neshama to have the kever opened. Bilbul hames, the kolbo. One of the Rishonim in Hilchas Avelos, Simin Kuf Yodal, it says, Sha bilbul ein matikim imakam lamakam. You don't move a body. Sha bilbul kashal amesim. Mipnei, why? Shemis yarim miyom hadin. Because they think that when you open the kever, they're like, am I going to have to go back and stand the judgment again? It's going to make them scared. Right? What is this? What would you quote here? Story of Shmuel and Shaul. Remember, Shaul HaMelech brings Shmuel back up from the dead because he wants to know if he's going to be successful in the war or not. Shmuel comes up and he's all nervous. And the Gemara tells us in, I think, Masechta Shabbos, that he grabs Moshe Rabbeinu on his way out. He says, come, testify for me. Be my character witness so that you'd be able to say, I was Mekayim, everything I was supposed to be Mekayim. I know what I'm being called for again. Right, but that was similar. Again, that's not opening the kever, but that's calling him up. So he thought Shmuel was nervous. What was happening? Right, the Shabbos Kufnun Beis, that there was something happening here. V'mitzava l'kaver b'beiso. If somebody commanded to be moved, so mishum kaver ameis, so then that would there is some flexibility. But because if a person is not buried where they wanted to be buried, maybe that's even worse, Bilbo. Where's Bilbo? Ein lecha Bilbo yoser menachatita ki yoser bedarav v'chol ein molich and ames beir leir v'chulu. So some type of Bilbo hames. Number two. So again, Kinyan, they're kona the ground around them. Number two, it's difficult for them. Bilbo hames. The Gemara Baba Basra talks about nivol hames. Not a more kabbalistic, but it's a disgrace. It's a bizayon for the mace to have the kever. To have the kever opened. That's what the Mesech HaSmacha says. And that is reason number three. This is based on a Gemara that talks about you're not sure who the Yarshim are, and are you allowed to check in a certain way. Interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira has an interesting application of this. Hilchas Mechira Perek Chavtes. Perek Chavtes. In Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin. Again, there's a machlokas about whether somebody was allowed... Tesvav. A person is allowed to sell real estate. Fine. But how old? B'meder amurim shu mocher b'karka aviv, kshu ben esrim, kshehevi shei cyrus, ogun od lo si mani sris. If somebody is older than 20, aval im lo hevi velo nase sris, adayin katan hu. Ve'ein memkaro b'karka memkar, v'afilu b'dechasav ashigil rov shosav. He wasn't allowed to sell the property unless he's old enough. Mi shemachar, b'ein b'dechasav, b'ein b'nechse aviv. V'amei, somebody sells property, and then they pass on. Ubo krovav, and the relatives came and said he wasn't old enough. V'ir arusha haya katan b'ei shemachar. He was a katan when he sold. Ubikshu levadko. They wanted to, he died already. Right, they wanted to check him out. Maybe I want to see if he has simanim. Ein shomin lahem lenavlo. Right, you don't listen to them lenavlo. Right, lenavlo sounds like nevel. So does that mean just by the checking the physically, or just opening up the kever? So this is related to what we just said. Nevel lenavlo, just to check, just to open up the kever would be a nevel. Va'od, and the Rambam also says that things change after death. So just because what you see after death doesn't mean what was existed beforehand. So that is in terms of nevel. Some poskim say this only applies if one is buried open. If somebody is buried in a coffin, so maybe just moving the coffin, maybe there wouldn't be nevel. Or the Shevet Alevi says, Bizman Azer, Rav Azer says, when we would move a niftar, we move the entire dirt surrounding the area, so then maybe it wouldn't be nevel ames in that regard. Get other details about this as well. When does nevel start? What if the body didn't start decomposing yet? Again, all these come up, stama, obviously we're not moving, but in terms of if there's a tzarach to move, when would there be a full isser? Number four, another interesting idea, the Gemara is mashma, bittul of mitzvahs kfura. Right, there's a mitzvah to bury someone. When I unbury somebody, I have undone and have to bury again. It's not like the mitzvah of kisi adam. You covered the blood, so even if the wind comes and uncovers it, you don't have to cover it again. You did it once already. By a mace, you don't have that, right? You have mitzvah of burial, and every moment that a person's unburied, there's a mitzvah of burial again. So when I unbury somebody, so then that would be a bittul mitzvah of mitzvah's kfura. One final suggestion. Again, number one, just to review. Number one is the mace is kone, the makom, where he is. Number two, this bilbul is kasha to the mace. Number three, it's a nivel mace. Number four, the bittul of the mitzvah of kfura. Number five, fascinating suggestion, and we don't usually think this way, but it's amazing that our great Rabbanan think this way. It's a bizayon for the other mason buried there. When you move somebody, we're not good enough? We're not good enough neighbors? Right, we're not, what are you moving? So that's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes that. The Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, he writes that in the Tzava, not in the Sefer Chassidim, in the Tzava. V'im yesh kfaris, and this has to do with, let's say somebody dies in City A. There's a shayla, you're allowed to move it to City B, even before you put him in the ground. Right? The other mason in the cemetery, why are you moving him? Well, we're not good enough. So again, if it's moving it to Kever Avos or Eretz Yisrael, okay, but if there's no good reason to move the body where the body died, it's a shayla about moving into another city. Says the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in Os Yud Aleph, Im Yesh Kfaros Ba'ir, Lo Yavru HaMeis Li'ir Acheres Likbar. You can't move the mace to a different city. Ki HaMeisim Sheshochvim Sham Koasim. Because the bodies that are already there are get angry. Ki Bizayin Lahem. To be Zion for them. Right? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Sama Gimel. Sif Beis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch here quotes. The tour from the Ramban. From other sources as well. It says the Emolichin Meis Meir Sheish Bakfars Leir Elam Kemi Chutzlaretz Laretz. Right, you can't go from city to city unless you're going from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael. Rama Omolichin Osalamakam Kivras Avosav or to Kever Avos. Vim Tziva, if he came, if the Meis said, I don't want to be buried here, I want to be buried there. Vim Tziva Olichamakam Lamakam Chesiva Lekarva Beis Avlo Beis Akvaras Shomelo, then you can. Move. But again, what's the reason here that you can't move from city to city? So says the Shach here, Ein Molichin Mishum Kavod HaMesim HaKvurim Ba'osa Ha'ir Shemivaza Osam Shlolanuach Etzlam Etzeh. Right, we're not good enough, and therefore you can't, there's the Isser of moving them in this regard. Again, there's a lot of discussion, where Moshe has many tshuvas regarding this issue. Again, what's at Tzarech? There was a case where there was getting the water damage in a certain cemetery. They didn't realize it was a swampy area, right? There are many. What if children all live in a different area and they want to visit their father? Is that good enough to move? Nobody will ever, you know, visit in the place where they were. Would that be Kavod HaMeis? So again, many different sugyas that come up for the Tzarech, but we spoke today about the Isser itself of Pinui. Okay, we'll stop here.